columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
It's time to step in the fan's film room, analyzing game tape on the 2020 Broncos, just like Alex Gibbs talking about Mark Schlereth.
That guard did not cut, and I promise you, he got chatted with. That fat ass needs to get his feet moving better than that. And I promise you, when he came off that field, I ripped his
ass. Here to break down the film. The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
All right, we're looking at Lloyd Cushenberry third. This is LSU on the road against Alabama in 2019. I think the final score, Tyler, was 125 to 113.
It was a whole lot more than I could count to. I know that much.
Something like that. But it went well for Lloyd Cushenberry the third.
Play fake to Edwards Elair. Ball going for all of it. Caught. Touchdown, Jamar Chase. In the shotgun, Burrow, Edwards Elair. Edwards Elair. Touchdown, Chad. Burrow sets up, fires to the end zone. Edwards Elair, touchdown.
Well, you're always facing good players at Alabama. How did Cushenberry do?
Cushenberry did great. This is the second time I've watched this film. I watched it previously when we were doing our breakdown of Lloyd Cushenberry for the draft. And he is just an absolute anchor in pass protection. He hardly gets bubbled back more than a yard or two. And he's going up against some big, strong boys. You will not beat Lloyd Cushenberry with the bull rush. He's just too strong. He's too powerful. He's got great center of gravity. His hips are in the perfect spot. Really, D-Mac, I'm not sure if I saw his guy get within a 3-foot radius of the quarterback the entire game. Now let me stop right there. Correct me, did you see anything? Because I'm telling you, man, I didn't see even anything. I would give him a negative grade in pass protection.
Zero.
And nothing, right?
It was, I don't know how many plays, maybe 80, 90 plays, something like that.
And 80 of them were passes.
And everyone, the snaps were great. Everything's in shotgun. The only time that Joe Burrow was under center was to take a knee. We're talking like fourth and an inch. Tyler is in shotgun. Everything's in shotgun.
I know.
Let me just ask you that. What kind of transition? So I'm going to guess if he's been at LSU all this time and this is what they're running, well, at least for the past couple years, what kind of adjustment is it to go with a quarterback under center?
Well, actually, centers probably have the least amount of adjustment as far as offensive linemen go. When you go from a spread system to a more traditional pro system, man, you're in a two-point stance for everything as an offensive lineman, as a guard, or as a tackle. But centers, they're always in a three-point stance. You know, they've always got to have their balance in a similar situation. It's a little bit different just as far as your footwork goes. You got to be very careful of your footwork, and you got to count for the QB to get out of there on time. But I'm not overly concerned about the transition from playing in shotgun to a more traditional system for Lloyd Cushenberry. And besides that, listen, we're going to be in shotgun all the time. It's probably going to feel like business as normal for him. You know, he leaves a little bit to be desired in the running game. He's not a liability, not even remotely. He's a good player, but he gets bubbled back. He's got very little drive in his one-on-one blocks. And so I think part of it could be coached. He's got like zero hip roll whatsoever. And in a contact, man, if you leave your butt hanging in the air and you don't roll that, it's hard to get any momentum, but I think that's coachable. I think when he gets out into space on the second level with these linebackers, you can tell he's not quite as fast as some of these other offensive linemen. If he's trailing his linebacker, very rarely can you totally catch up to him to get onto the play side. But he's got good hands and he's got good balance with him when he gets to the second level. I do think with the Pat Shurmur offense, you've got so many screens. Holy cow, do you have screen after screen after screen. Mm-hmm. I think it's fair to question what that's going to look like. We haven't seen enough on film out of LSU for me to give you an answer on that of how it's truly going to translate. But I think if there was a concern, it would just be how is he going to do out there in open space.
Well, let's go around the horn.
Day one starter.
And a
good draft pick.
Very quickly, Cushenberry against Matt Hennessy, who we found out that was their number one guy, Matt Hennessy, not Cushenberry?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. I think it's one we should keep our eyes on over the years. Matt Hennessy is a much more athletic offensive lineman. He's not as stout in pass protection, but he looks much better in the running game to me. He plays beating guys from point A to point B. He's got good athleticism at the second level, good athleticism when he's got a shade to the play side that he's behind on. But not necessarily as stout as Lloyd Cushenberry. I think Lloyd is a better pass protector. I think Matt Hennessy has got.
Here's Mark. What he
moving
thinks.
On?
Anyway, here's Sting.
I see a guy who I think is a really, really savvy, really good player. Like, you can tell he's directing traffic. He's changing the protection calls based upon what he and the quarterback are talking about. You know, and there's a lot. That's a real kind of pro-style offense that they ran at LSU. So you see definitely from a protection standpoint that he has no problem identifying the guys they need to get to based upon the protection they have called. Cheating the protection, basically re-identifying the mic, moving from one guy to the next guy, like things of that nature. There's no question that you can see those things taking place on the line of scrimmage.
Stoke?
Good athleticism, you know, good athlete for Senna. You know, they ran a jet sweep, a reverse type of play to Justin Jefferson, and just the way he was able to get up to the linebackers and move. And so that stood out to me right away. This guy's very athletic. Looks like he's got long arms, very athletic. You don't see him mauling people. You know, he's not a big bruising, mauling guy. Certainly Alabama's got a good defensive line, but he held his own and did a nice job of, you know, in pass protection and in the run game.
I think the reviews are really solid on this dude. Okay, the Broncos like Tennessee, but the drop-off doesn't seem to be all that much, and he's going to be an instant starter. I think he's going to be the starting center for the Broncos unless he gets hurt. Or he gets outpriced in the future. So as long as he's not hurt or outpriced, I think he's our starting center for 7 years. 4 years here on this first contract.
Oh, gosh. You always love to go so far into the future. he's going to be your day one starter. He's got to prove to me that he can play at the next level before I'm starting to talk about a second contract or anything like that. But, you know, when you're talking about Matt Hennessy, okay, was it a big deal that they did not get Matt Hennessy? I don't think so. I would have preferred to have Matt Hennessy rather than Lloyd Cushenberry myself. I like the way he plays the game. I think he's more athletic. But what it really means is, again, it just goes back to Michael Ojemudia and really emphasizes how much they love this guy, because they preferred Matt Hennessy to Lloyd Cushenberry, but what they really loved is Michael Ojemudia. They valued him more than they valued Matt Hennessy, right? So this is the guy that we just have got to keep our eyes on and say, all right, they knew what they were talking about or not.
I don't get it with Ojemudia.
Me either.
I don't get it. I sort of get it with K.J. Hamler. I just don't get K.J. Hamler and Jerry Jeudy with Courtland Sutton. I don't get that. I get Cushenberry. I'm fine with Cushenberry. I think it's a – man, it looks solid. Like, J.D. Walton was –
No, the more I think about it, though, D-Mac, that was so risky. I don't know what the heck they were doing, taking Michael Ojemudia. I get it. They liked Matt Hennessy, so they're probably saying we like two of them. We like Matt Hennessy. We like Lloyd Cushenberry. We feel like one of them is going to be available. But, wow, when you talk about the priorities on this team, what a gamble that was.
It's just how much they loved Ojemudia, which, I mean, I really seriously don't get it, because if they really did like Hennessy, they could have got Hennessy and Ojemudia. I've got no issues at all with Cushenberry. Zero.
Right.
None.
You know what, D-Mac? That's a good point. Don't tell me that Michael Ojemudia wasn't going to be there and that's with that second pick.
He was going to be there.
He was absolutely going to be there.
And look at the draft. There were no cornerbacks taken between when the Broncos took Ojemudia and when they took Cushenberry. And the Broncos are out on an island with Ojemudia in terms of how much they valued this guy. What their, I don't know, man, they just had a feeling like we can't lose Ojemudia, so we're going to lose our number one our choice at center?
Well, it worked out. Okay. You know, they got a good player. I don't think it's a big deal when you're just saying Matt Hennessy or Lloyd Cushenberry. Not a big deal. Look, the reality is probably one of them will not work out. Maybe they both don't work out. Lord knows. But it's okay. It's just a gamble that I don't quite understand why they took.
We have Hot Take Tuesday rolling on. It's our Steelers week. We have some interesting hot takes about the Steelers, and we'll take hot takes about whatever and have some fun as we roll on here on The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
I think Matt Hennessy has got just a better-looking overall package. Oh, you people, get your head out of the gutter. Unbelievable.
You people.
Oh, my gosh. Can a guy not just give his analysis in a safe place?
You people. It is Hot Take Tuesday brought to you by Papa Murphy's.
I think you have a nice overall package in radio as well, D-Mac.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tyler. Order your pizza for pickup today. An update. We were not trying to fat shame Nikki Javala's dog, Joey. That was coming from her vet. She put it out there. We just asked her about it.
No, you kind of fat shamed her. You're him. Well, sorry, Joey's a him.
We were questioning the habits there in the Javala household with the dog, Joey. Did you notice that seconds after Nikki got off the air with us, she was taking Joey for a walk?
No, I did not.
Look at Nikki Javala on Twitter. I just retweeted it. So, by the way, I'm looking at Joey the dog. He looks great. I actually don't get it.
Yeah, Joey looks fine. Joey looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You're supposed to be able to feel your dog's ribs? That was the report?
That's always been the deal. Yeah, I've always known that that's the rule with dogs.
All right. Okay. Well, I don't know if I can see Joey's ribs, but Nikki...
If you can't feel the ribs, they're fat.
What did Nikki say? She was like, we have a series of walks when we go for a walk.
I mean, I didn't quite understand a dog that won't go on a walk. Like that is literally the single most exciting thing that a dog has in its life. There is nothing that makes any dog more excited than when that leash comes out or when they see you putting on your tennis shoes. Yeah. That is all they have in their life. You're telling me a dog lays down and refuses to go on a walk? Gosh. What is going on here?
All right. Hot Take Tuesday.
Well, there's no cheese out there, Mom.
Mom,
you got any treats?
D-Mac thinks everybody's going to start for 50 years. I don't think everybody's going to start for 50 years.
Yes, you do. That is absolutely your deal. Everybody that you look at, you're like, well, he's on a 37 game dictum. This guy's gonna get 14 contracts on this team. So, you know, are they all in on him or not? I mean, if they're not all in on him, then why are they committing to him for the next 39 games?
I'll give you some hot takes on
you
guys
from 39 to 37 to 36. Nobody can follow your dictums.
How about this for a hot take? Garrett Bowles, this will be his last year with the Broncos, but Juwan James will fulfill his entire contract. How's that for a hot take?
Well, I hope so. I mean, not so much that I'm rooting for Garrett to be done. That's not necessarily what I mean there. But I do hope that Juwan James fulfills his whole contract. That would be fantastic.
How about this hot take? Juwan James will eventually be the left tackle.
Okay.
How about that one?
Well, let's think about it here for a second. So, Elijah Wilkinson, you know, look, man, he is a gritty football player, and I respect the heck out of his game. He did a very nice job for us when he had to play guard, and he did the best he could out there at right tackle last year, but it left plenty to be desired. So do I really expect him to go out and steal the job from Garrett Bowles? I don't. I think Garrett is going to be the better left tackle for the Broncos. Garrett's going to stick with that job, and if Elijah can't get it done, And let's say Garrett goes out there and in the first game he's got three holding penalties. The second game he gets a personal foul. Maybe there's a sack or something involved. Okay, well, how do we fix this? If Elijah's better at playing right tackle than he is at playing left tackle, Juwan James is getting paid a boatload of money. And if you're getting paid that amount of money in the NFL, you can't tell me that you don't have the physical capability of playing left tackle. Yeah. I can see that happening.
I could too. There's a lot of that makes sense. We'll keep our eyes on it. That's a good hot take right there. Hey,
millennial dogs.
Hot take Tuesday. D-Mac and Tyler, with the pandemic, I think we may be seeing some interesting changes in all of sports for the long term. Baseball shortens their season to a 100-game season. NBA can start...
Oh, never going to happen. Never. They're never going to give up the revenue.
Can start Christmas week and go through July. The NHL starts Thanksgiving weekend and has a 60-game season, as does the NBA. The NFL starts in October and wraps up on President's Day weekend, and that includes a 17-game season and extra playoff round. That is from Jerry Garcia. Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry, that's a great name. You make good ice cream. But terrible hot take, D-Mac. I mean, are you reading that like it's got some legitimacy?
Well, we've discussed it over the years.
At what point did America decide they don't like making money?
Yeah, that's the tricky part, because you'd be giving up so much cash.
That's the defining part.
We definitely have talked in the past about changing when seasons happen. My only amendment to that is I would like to see the NHL wrap up in March where it's still kind of wintry, spring, winter sort of thing, rather than go into June as they do.
That does just sort of feel weird. It's supposed to be on a pond, right?
I think so, yeah. And they could have it to themselves before March Madness begins. I love the concept of the NBA going to July. I mean, how fun would that be to see I could wait easily for the NBA to start until December and then go through July. I think that would be great. Tyler, I actually do think, the NFL does start too early, to be honest with you. I like the length of it.
Why?
I'm all for
it's
the
perfect,
17
man.
Games.
You're coming out of summer. You're a little bit bummed out, a little bit of a buzzkill that summer's winding down. But then, man, you got football. You get to the depressing part of the year when, you know, it gets a little bit darker and times are a little bit harder. Football starts at the perfect time.
Well, let's face it, they get to have the NFL at any point, and we'd love it. It wouldn't even matter.
Right.
I like the concept of it wrapping up later.
How would football do in the straight summer months?
The NFL would do great.
I don't know.
It'd be tough.
I'm sure it would do fine. Of course it would do fine, but I don't know, man. You get in the summer, people just like being out and about. There's distractions. There's things to do.
Hot take, Jerry Jeudy will burn Chris Harris for two touchdowns in the first matchup and 170 yards the second matchup. Jerry Judy's pretty special, man. Jerry Jeudy's pretty special. We'll see. Hot take, Joey is the Nikola Jokic.
Do you think Broncos fans are rooting against Chris Harris now?
Yes.
Isn't that funny?
Because Chris is very enthusiastic for the team that he's on. And he's active on social media.
What do you expect a guy to do?
Well, he's just very active on social media. I think everybody's enthusiastic for the team that he's on. But you're going to see Chris Harris say real positive things about being on the Chargers and what's going on. And that's going to be tough for people to stomach. They're going to think he's a traitor, which he definitely is not.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Did anybody get upset when Champ Bailey went to the Saints?
No, everybody just felt kind of sad about that one.
Yeah, you know, I wish that could be the way, well, not the sad part, but I wish that could be the way it was for Chris Harris. The problem is Chris, he put his foot in his own mouth a few times, and you know, when the public finds out halfway into the season that he says only 9 more weeks or whatever it was. How many more weeks was it at the time?
It was something like that. Well, yeah, it was 13 actually.
13 more weeks. So they weren't even halfway. 13. Oh my gosh. They'd only played 3 games.
Hot take Tuesday. Joey the dog is the Nikola Jokic of dogs. Wow. That means he's a superstar dog who doesn't physically look very good.
You know what? As long as you're a superstar, that's all that matters.
I guess as long as you're a superstar, what do you care? We'll get some more of your hot takes. Tom Brady may be changing the immediate future of every NFL team. Details next.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.